Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Real Fiends. We're on episode 156. This is Dave Gills on the show, of course. This episode, we're going to talk about the From Dusk Till Dawn series on Netflix from the LR Rey Network. And Gil wants to, go on a rant about Banshee. Banshee's on what network, Gil?
It's on Cinemax, I believe, but now I'm watching it on Amazon Prime. So.
Cinemax had them pornos back in the day, I think.
Yeah, they did. I think they still do, but I don't have it.
They did, right?
Yeah.
Bro.
The late night specials.
Yeah, back in the day, I mean, Cinemax had them. And remember, what stations had like the soft porn ones? it wasn't like full pornos, but it was like, and it was one.
It was that soft shit, like that real, like they just did like the motion and just showed tits. Yeah, I remember.
Well, they showed ass, I think, too. Like booty. Yeah. But it was like dreamy looking. All the clips like real, like dreamy, like, you know, like blurry kind of, like all sensual.
And I think HBO.
Damn, there was one bitch though, her name was, it was Something After Dark. I forgot her name though, she was real fucking popular. Ah, shit. Anyway, I'm sounding like a perv right now. Bro, you know what was my shit though growing up? That was like kinda innocent though, but it was like on the sneak tip, the good stuff, Baywatch.
Baywatch, yeah.
Bro, Baywatch was, they had the honeys on there and, you know, when you growing up in your teens, you know, you make do with what you got.
Yeah, exactly.
But when you're like, you know, young, Baywatch was the shit. The dooga dooga doo. Yeah. When the intro used to come on, I should be like, ooh, time to get that lotion.
Yeah, my shit was, I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it was Silk Stockings. It was like did you hear about it?
It sounds familiar. Silk stockings.
Yeah, it was on USA. It was like a show. Oh. The two detectives. Yeah, that was my shit.
Yeah. What the I'm trying to look up what the hell the name is of it was called Cinemax After Dark.
No.
And I can't, it's gonna drive me fucking crazy, if I can't think of the fucking name of that one popular show. Anyway, but back in the day, the After Dark shows were the bomb. We should do a movie review on those.
We should review some movies.
Bro, you know what? There just might be a fucking podcast that reviews pornos. Yeah. Go ahead.
There's like a Comic-Con for porn stars like out there. Like people go and meet them and get their signature and stuff like that and pictures taken with them. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure there's got to be something out there.
Comic-Con for porn and shit, yo. What states? When?
I have fucking no idea.
nah, dude, but I think, as big as the internet is out there, I guarantee you that there's a porn, review podcast out there. Matter of fact, I'm Googling it right now. I just typed in porn review podcast. Let me see. I don't see it. I'm sure there's something out there, but
yeah,
that would be fucking hilarious. Anyway, I don't know how the fuck we got there, but thanks for tuning in, guys. We're gonna try to keep it fun for you guys. So you want to talk about Banshee first? Okay, before Gil gets into it, I just wanna say for the people listening. So Gil right off the bat starts telling me about this dude called the Albino, and he's on the show. He's like this big. He looks like powder on steroids.
And exactly.
Yeah, powder on fucking steroids. And he's like some big jacked, you know, albino dude that runs like the prisons and, he wears like shades and shit. Gil's like, man, this dude's crazy. Da, da, da. So I looked him up on YouTube and he's a fucking big scary ass albino dude. But anyway, go ahead, Gil, talk about Banshee.
All right, Banshee's basically the show about this ex-con. He gets out of jail and he runs into a sheriff that he's gonna, you know, take over this town of Banshee. And along the line, he's looking for his ex-girlfriend and she's in this town. And so, you know, the sheriff, his name is Lucas Hood, and they're in some bar, and long story short, the sheriff gets shot and killed. So he buries him and takes his identity. So now he's the sheriff of the town of Banshee. And it's just, like I said, I think I put it on our Facebook. It's like a long, cheap, action flick, but it's pretty damn good. And every single episode, this dude fights, and it's bloody, and he fucks like these beautiful women, like in every single fucking episode, dude. It's like, he's a straight man. There's like a lot of characters that I like. Mm-hmm. There's this dude named, Kai Proctor, which he used to be, he's an Amish dude and he got shunned a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Like he got like, you know, he can't like be with his family anymore. So this dude is like beyond gangster, but he's like, you know, a quiet gangster. Mm-hmm. And he's got like an associate. His name is Clay, and dude wears glasses with a bow tie, mm-hmm. but he looks fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting for him to do some shit. He saved his life a couple of times, which he's like really lethal. So I can't wait. I can't wait to see him do more crazy shit.
Yeah. But, what's his name? Kai Proctor?
Yeah, Kai Proctor is the main dude, and his associate is Clay Burton, I believe.
So for the people listening, some of the ratings for Banshee before Gil continues got good ratings. So it's 8.4 out of 10 on IMDb. 8.7 out of 10 on TV.com and Rotten Tomatoes, which those motherfuckers are harsh. They gave it an 88%, which is, that's really good. Mm-hmm. And it stars, Anthony Starr plays Lucas Hood. And there's like a whole other cast of people. I don't know. Why the fuck did I put the information for that? Anyway, Anthony Starr is the main, I only put like the hot Russian chick, Ivana Milicevic plays Carrie Hopewell. Figures out. I'll just include the hot Russian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Russian stuff. Can't beat it. but anyway, back to Banshee, dude. So what else? How'd you fall into the show?
One of my friends at work told me about it. He showed me a picture of a young lady that is in the show. And, I was like, it got me interested. I'm not going to lie. Her name is, Lily Simmons, and her name in this show is Rebecca Bowman. And, she's by far like one of the hottest girls I've seen on TV. And that was one of the main reasons that kind of attracted me to the show. And plus I like, you know, action flicks. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, you recommended it to me. You're like, dude, you got to check it out. And from the clips I saw, it looks good. I mean, it looks interesting. Right now, I just got into the From Dusk Till Dawn series, which we're going to cover that in a little bit. I don't think – have you seen any episodes to it?
No, I haven't. But I love the movie, though, the first one.
Mm-hmm. So back to this albino dude. Dude's fucking crazy, man. He's like a
– He's nuts.
He's like a bizarro or like a negative version of Adebisi from Oz. Instead of black, he's white. He's the vanilla terror. Adebisi was the chocolate terror of the prisons. Oh my god,
dude is legit scary. When I saw him, I was like in awe, because he not only is he big, he's just white. Like he looks like a pigeon, almost like a man bird. That's what he looks like. He looks really, really fucking big too.
Yeah, he definitely looks weird. His eyes are like, they're like a weird color too, right? From what I saw.
Yeah, they're red.
Mm. Cause that albino shit. So what would you grade, Banshee, dude?
I give it 4 stars, dude. For a TV show, I give it 4 stars. I really, really like it.
Out of 10 or 5?
Out of 5.
Out of 5. All right. Yeah. You gotta let people know, cause 4 could be shitty. That could be like out of 10.
Yeah.
So 4 out of 5, that's almost perfect to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. Anything else on Banshee, dude? So I got your stamp of approval for the people.
Yeah, I just can't. I'm going to start season 2 really soon, and I can't wait. I know the show's been out for a while, and I just started it, so, you know.
Dude, this shit's like a trend now. You notice that? Like, all the streaming services, like, let's say, like, HBO, Cinemax, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, all of them got fucking original series.
Yeah.
You know, they're all going that route. That's like a trend. We're in the era of original series right now. That's like the thing. And, it's smart because they can do what they want. They don't got nobody under their thumb. They can make these shows as raw, you know, as raw as they want. And, that's how I like TV shows, you know, even fucking Marvel, dude. Marvel, they killing it with the original, series and shit. Daredevil's fucking hardcore.
Yep.
I just saw an ad for, I posted on this shit on the Real Fiends page, an ad for Luke Cage, Power Man. It's coming out on the 30th of this month. And what got me hooked is when it fucking came on, it was the ODB track, Ooh Baby, I Like It Raw. Ooh Baby, I Like It Raw. Bro. Fucking Wu-Tang ODB playing, for the Power Man ad or trailer. I'm hooked. Yeah. I'm like, they did this shit gangster. Like, it looks good, man. For the people listening, if you don't know who Power Man is, he's, one of the heroes, like, in Hell's Kitchen. It's like, it's him, Daredevil, Iron Fist, who the fuck else? Jessica Jones, and they're like a group called the Defenders. So like, what Marvel's doing is they're doing kind of how like the Avengers assembled, but they're doing separate series for the Defenders. And, Daredevil came out, which is fucking awesome. That's already on season 2. They introduced the Punisher. He's getting his own show, which is badass.
I can't wait for that. You know,
huge fucking Punisher fan right here. And then Jessica Jones is good. I enjoyed it quite a bit. They introduced Luke Cage in that, which is, that's Power Man. His skin is like impervious. He's like mad strong. And, the other guy to debut is, Iron Fist. He's like a master martial artist. And I think he can like punch through anything. His fist has power and shit like that. I don't know, but I'm excited. And then there's a rumor, like I was reading about this, that, you know, for the Punisher, season, they may introduce Ghost Rider and fucking Blade. Like, they can do that. It's like wide open, and Wesley Snipes is totally free and open to come back as Blade. So imagine fucking Wesley coming back in his own series as Blade. Would you be down with that?
Hell yeah, I would. Blade's one of my favorites, man. Hell yeah, I would.
And Wesley, dude, Wesley still looks young as hell, bro. Mm-hmm. Black don't crack. And he's a vampire. So.
No, what? You know, it's, yeah, he fits. he was born for the role.
He got the double use. But I'd be totally down if they do it right and it's hardcore cause I didn't care for, Blade Trinity, man. I thought it got too hokey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed it, but if I could choose, I'm always going to pick the first one over the other two, you know, two and three.
Oh, no doubt, dude. Yes. The first one is a fucking classic. It's one of the best Marvel movies ever. Like, people forget about that shit. That's a fucking Marvel movie. Yeah. That's kind of the one that started it, you know?
But, getting back to, Ghost Rider, I think he's actually on, they're introducing him in the, you know, the Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
I think they're ready to have him out, but it kind of looks kind of a little weak, to be honest with you. I'm not, I mean, I just saw a quick preview. I didn't really get a look at his face. Maybe I have to look at, you know, watch the episode or whatever. Yeah. Maybe I'll say different, but you know, if Netflix gets a hold of it, they're going to do him right.
Oh know? Yeah. They're going to do it way more hardcore because the one, and I don't even think, I think if they do a Netflix one, I don't think they'll even use that same actor and do that Ghost Rider angle because the one that's on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is like the Spanish kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, he's the new Ghost Rider in the comics. And, I saw a clip from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He drives like a muscle car now. Yes. It's pretty badass. Versus,
yeah.
And, I saw him fighting this chick that got like psychic powers. And I liked it, dude. I thought the effects for a TV show were like, they were good. They could have been better, but you know, they don't have that mega budget like a movie, but he looked acceptable. I mean, he could have looked better, but the one thing that I liked about him and from the clip that I saw is that they made him scary. Like he had that kind of like demon presence and like a, like a dark vibe to him. Cause Ghost Rider's supposed to be that dude. He's supposed to be like super dark and scary. He's a fucking, basically like a demon and shit. I liked it from what I saw. I don't know if I'll watch the episodes, you know, cause I'm not into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I just don't like watered down shit and it looked corny to me.
Yeah.
So, I may be wrong on that. I don't know, but have you seen Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at all?
No, I haven't because, anything that has to do with, you know, TV like that, it doesn't do well for me. Like, I don't know. Like I like The Flash. Don't get me wrong. The new Flash that they made. I tried Supergirl, like maybe two episodes, and the whole concept of her flying and her in the uniform is pretty badass, and she looks really good. She fits the role, but everything other than that, like the whole hokiness and the whole, like, it's almost like a soap opera-ish. Like, it just doesn't, it's supposed to be a superhero, like, you know, show. It's kind of like a teen bopper-ish love story, and it's like, you know, it gets a little, you know, like, I don't know, like teeny bopper-ish.
Dude, I saw, Supergirl doesn't really interest me, but some parts of it does. Like, I see that they cast a new Superman for it.
Yeah.
And he looks like, Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
After like 20 push-ups. And so if you guys Google the Supergirl Superman, let me bring up his name.
You said something else that was pretty funny too. you were like that, it looks like Columbia made his
suit. Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, okay, so this dude's name is Tyler Hoechlin. T-Y-L-E-R Tyler and then H-O-E-C-H-L-I-N. So for you guys listening, Google this guy as Superman. He looks like Joaquin Phoenix. I'm telling you, like the dude who was in Walk the Line and the main bad guy in Gladiator. He looked like Joaquin Phoenix after a protein shake and like 10 push-ups.
Like a warm-up.
His suit looks whack too, dude. I'm sorry. Yeah. It don't look right.
Nope.
It looks like a Walmart, like, onesie, like a pajama suit. With a plastic cape. His boots look fucking weird, too. They look like, he got, freshwater fishing boots. He just needs a pole.
Or some red, rain boots.
Yeah, that's what they look like, dude. They look like fucking red rain boots. Dude, he looks terrible. I'm not feeling his costume at all. At all, man. Anyway, I will be skipping on Supergirl. I'm just not interested. Bro, is there like crossovers though with Supergirl? Like is Flash making appearances in that shit?
Flash makes an appearance. That's why I wanted to see where it led to. Yeah, and another crossover was the Arrow versus Flash, which was a pretty dope, in my opinion. I liked the episode they fought because the Flash got possessed or something happened, and the Arrow was trying to get him back to normal, and they had a pretty good fighting scene.
Dude, Arrow actually held his own against Flash.
Yeah.
How the fuck did that happen?
Yeah, because this, what they do, they try to portray him like Batman. Like he's, you know, he doesn't sleep. He's very like dedicated to his work and he, you know, he's 10 steps ahead. So that's what I kind of noticed about this arrow that he, you know, he's not corny, you know, so.
So he got like gadgets and, mm-hmm. and like I saw clips of Arrow. I never got into the show, but it looks pretty gritty in a way. And he looks like a good fighter in the show and shit. In the comics, he's pretty badass.
He is.
Yeah. I don't really see myself giving, Flash a shot or Arrow, or Supergirl, cause they're too, I stay away from watered down stuff, man.
Yeah, that's definitely not your forte.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it, but I respect what they're trying to do. They're basically biting off of Marvel. They're trying to do the whole, you know, team ups and, you know, build like linking shit.
Mm-hmm. In their defense, they started because they were on TV like before Marvel ever, you know, got shows on Netflix. So in their defense, but Marvel does it better. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, they were Smallville, right? Like yeah, back in the day.
Smallville, they did that, and yeah. But Flash was out, I think, before Daredevil, and Arrow was out for a while too. Mm-hmm. Now they got Gotham too, so. Which Gotham is kind of, it disappointed me, like, honestly.
A lot of people like Gotham a lot, dude. They gave it a lot of praise.
I can't wait. I want to see Batman already, you know, and he's still a little boy. So I guess that, you know, they did have like a Joker, which was pretty badass. Like he portrayed Joker really, really well as a kid. So
you know, dude, I don't even know. If they'll even have Batman make an appearance, cause he's so fucking young. It's like, I don't even, like, the show had to be on for like 100 years.
And I think that's what they're going for. I think that's their main goal.
I don't see myself watching Gotham either. I don't think it's for me to be honest. But anyway, I guess we can move on to From Dusk Till Dawn. So From Dusk Till Dawn, what year did that shit come out? It was in the '90s. Mm-hmm. I know that. Let me just make sure. I don't want to get my info fucked up. Okay. So From Dusk Till Dawn came out in 1996. It was directed by Robert Rodriguez and it stars, George Clooney and Quentin Tarantino. Harvey Keitel's in it, Juliette Lewis, Tom Savini, a sex machine, Danny Trejo's in that shit. There's a lot of stars, but it was good, man. From Dusk Till Dawn, that shit's like part of my youth, man. I liked it. It was campy. It was just fun. You know, it's a horror flick with vampires. It didn't get the greatest scores. Like Rotten Tomato gave it a 63%. Metacritic a 52. IMDb surprisingly gave it a 7.3. I'm fucking shocked. But oh my god, dude, that one scene with Salma Hayek when she comes out with the snake.
That's where I fell in love.
That is the hottest. That's one of the hottest scenes in fucking movie history. Like hands down, that body, dude. You cannot beat them curves, yo. Her body was fucking slamming.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's like my TV crush, like forever.
Yeah. You know, for you people listening, if you've never seen From Dusk Till Dawn, I mean, go to YouTube and Google From Dusk Till Dawn Salma Hayek. Like, goodness gracious. she's so fucking blazing. Anyway, so yeah, I like the first movie. It's just fun, you know, it's not for everybody. It's very hokey and shit like that. Gory. Fast forward, they had some sequels that weren't that good. They were like low budget and shitty. And, you know, fast forward to present day now, they got the series and it's on the El Rey network. Right now it's on Netflix. They're releasing them on Netflix. And, I heard about them like a, the series like a while back, and I just kind of put off giving it, you know, a chance, and I just recently started watching it, and I like it. I like it, but I'm going to read some of the stats. So it got a 7 out of 10 on IMDb, 8.1 out of 10 on TV.com, and 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. So it got some respectable scores. And it stars DJ Catrona as Seth Gecko, the guy that George Clooney played. Zane Holtz is Richie, which is the guy in the movie that Quentin Tarantino played, the fucking weird creeper dude. And Jake Busey's in it. Wilmer Valderrama from That 70s Show's in it. He plays a bad guy. Robert Patrick, the one who played the T-1000 from T2's in it. The standout actor to me is Zane Holtz, the one that plays Richie. He does a fucking phenomenal job. Like I think he's great as Richie. And I know I'm ranting, but to make it short, basically like, so some complaints I heard is that the first season is basically like a repeat of the first movie, and it's not. It is, but it isn't. It's the same story, but they change it just enough to keep it interesting. And there's like more character development because they got more time because it's a series. They don't have to wrap it all up in 2 hours. So there's a lot more character development. You see like why these guys, you know, are the way they are. Like I said, Zane Holtz is really interesting, the one that plays the crazy one, Richie Gecko. And it's the same story as the first movie, but not really. And I like it. I like it. I don't think it's like, you know, mind-blowing, like, oh, man, this is the greatest fucking show ever. This is like Breaking Bad good. Like, no, it's not like that. It's, if you're bored and you want to watch, if you like vampire movies, if you like horror movies, check out From Dusk Till Dawn, the series. It's fun. It's just fucking fun. Have you seen any of it, Gil, at all?
No, I seen only the first one, and the first one was dope. You know, the movie, From Dusk Till Dawn. I haven't seen the show, and I'm going to see it after, you know, we wrap up this episode. But yeah, I liked it. I mean, I own them, so.
So you're saying that you're going to check out the series?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, you'll like it, dude. I think you and Melissa would dig it, man. If you sit there and shit, get some popcorn, some soda, and, yeah. It's like a dragged out, decent vampire movie.
Yeah. I believe that's one of Melissa's favorite movies too. I think she enjoys it. So mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nah, it's got a fun, cool style to it, man. Robert Rodriguez did the mariachi, trilogy, you know, Desperado with Antonio Banderas. So he does fun movies, and he directs the series, so it's the same fucking vibe.
I like that. I don't like when you have someone else. That's like you take your car to one mechanic, and then you take him to another mechanic. He's not going to do a fucking good job on your car, you know?
Yeah.
You take him to the same mechanic, you have better chances of the car coming out, you know, how you want it to come out. So.
Yeah. I agree, man. Like, you know, if you – so, like certain directors, like they got a certain style, and they're gonna do the movie a certain way. And then when somebody else takes over, like the franchise, sometimes you don't have the same vibe, you know. Mm-hmm. There's been times though where like the movies have been better. Like for example, fucking Alien and Aliens. So like, Ridley Scott did the first Alien, which was a certain kind of movie. It was like slow. It was like a thriller. It was scary. But and then Aliens, James Cameron did it. They made it into like an action movie. Mm. And Aliens is dope, dude. That's one of my favorite fucking movies. Do you like Aliens, man?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's an all-time classic. So I'm just gonna fucking Oh wait, I got a little complaint about From Dusk Till Dawn, the series. So. The dude who plays Seth Gecko, one of the Gecko brothers, and that's the one that George Clooney played. This is my main complaint about this dude. So, or the show. So the guy who plays Richie, the crazy one, Zane Holtz, he doesn't try to be like Quentin Tarantino. Like, he's not at all. He's playing Richie Gecko the way he does it. And, you know, yes. It's his take on it. And it works. It's cool. It's like different. He's the same character, but a little bit different. Like a true fucking sociopath. I think you would really like him, Gil. He's smart too. And he's a okay. fucking tactician. He plans and shit. He's very dangerous too. But the guy who plays Seth Gecko, the actor's name is DJ Catrona. And it may not be his fault. It may be the director telling him to do this. Bro, he's like a wannabe George Clooney on the show. Like he literally, like, he doesn't even have his own take on the character. Like, he literally is trying to be the George Clooney Seth Gecko. Like,
oh, yeah, that sucks.
He talks like him. He moves his head like him. He got hand mannerisms like him. And it's fucking corny. Like, flat out, it is stupid and it's fucking corny. Please stop. I'm in season one. I hope to God that somebody told this motherfucker to stop doing that because you're ruining the show for me. Like, it's so fucking stupid. And for the people listening, I know you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you're going to notice now. He's a bootleg George Clooney. And I'm not hating on him because acting is hard. But bro, DJ Catrona, stop. Stop it. It's corny.
His name sounds like a fucking drink. Like Patron.
Corona. Yeah, bro, when you check it out, now that I pointed it out, you're going to notice it. And if you remember the movie well and like how George Clooney played Seth Gecko, you're going to be like, yeah, he's trying to be like Seth Gecko. But it may not even be his fucking fault. Like I said, they're probably telling him like, oh, we want you to be just like George Clooney. And if that's the case, it is what it is, you know? So.
That's a bad call though. Like you said, like, I like when characters make their roles theirs, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like try to follow the same guideline, but like don't try to be like anybody else because you can't do it. You can't be like another actor. You know, it's like Benicio del Toro got his own style, you know, he got his own swag. Denzel got his own swag and style. Who else? Ryan Gosling. I mean, you know, these guys have a certain presence in their own kind of, again, like their own swag and style, and you can't imitate it, man. Like we were all born unique, you know? So, that's my main complaint of the show, as stupid as it sounds, like, you know, the one actor trying to be like George Clooney. And I can't hate on him because I know how it is. Sometimes the fucking director, that's how they want you to do it. So what can you do? But anyway, I'm a grade From Dusk Till Dawn, a series. I'm going to give it a B. That's a good grade. You know, obviously I like it. It's a good popcorn, you know, horror action show. And it's great if you're bored, man. And especially if you love vampire and horror movies.
All right. That sounds good, man. I'm definitely going to check that shit out.
Yeah. I'm almost done with season one and I've been binge watching it. I'm like on episode 8. And, there's one action star. He's like a lower level. His name is Marco Zaror. And he was in Undisputed 3, Kiltro, Mirage Man. I'm a fan of the dude because I love martial arts and martial artists anyway, in general. And him and Scott Atkins are the B-level movie legends.
Yes.
And Marco made his debut in season 3 as his character Zolo. So I'm gonna give Marco some love. And, for you guys who don't know who Marco Zaror is, M-A-R-K-O-Z-A-R-O-R. Marco Zaror. This guy's fucking amazing. He doesn't even get half the credit he deserves.
Mm-hmm. I agree, man. They stick to these movies, but I don't know, man. I wish like Marvel could sign them up and they would do justice to any character, given character, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. Like some kind of superhero role.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Scott Atkins, they do their own stunts. They're legit badass martial artists, man.
Yeah.
You know, incredible. Some of the kicks that they throw it's fucking insane. And Marco's a big guy. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's like over he's like 6'2", probably 6'3". He's just a big dude. And he flips through the air like a lightweight. It's incredible, man. I wish them
he does.
I wish them all the success in the world, man. And, you know, they're not making like millions like that, like these other stars like Jason Statham. I love Jason Statham, but he's not on the level of Scott Atkins and Marco Zarora, man, in martial arts. I'm sorry.
I don't think so, because Statham was like, what? Wasn't he like a diver?
He was an Olympic caliber diver, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a legit athlete. You know, I'm not knocking on him, but
yeah,
he's not like a lifelong martial artist like these guys, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But in the movies, they portray him to be like, you know, like the British Bruce Lee and shit.
This is exactly how they portray him.
Yeah, they
not,
do,
but,
man.
But not taking anything away from, you know, he's still my dude, you know?
Oh, he's the man, bro.
Yeah.
And he doesn't fucking age, man. He does not fucking age. The mechanic, though, the new one, it really, I don't think it did that good.
No, it didn't. I was going to go to the theater to see it, but I'm going to wait. It got very low ratings. Like, you know what? I think they tried to make it too Hollywood. Like, the first one was, it was nice and subtle. Like, they didn't, it was dope. I liked the first one. The first one was subtle, and then they had, Ben Foster was his co-star, right?
I think it was Ryan Phillippe.
Ryan Phillippe? Oh, I thought it was Ben Foster for some reason.
Let me see. I mean, you may be right. I could have swore it was fucking Ryan Phillippe, whatever his name is. Let me look this shit up real quick. Came out in 2011?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, time flies by. Let's see. The Mechanic. oh shit, Ben Foster, bro.
Yeah, Ben, I'm telling you, Ben Foster is that dude. He's another one that I don't think he gets enough credit, because he is a unique actor.
He is.
I think he plays a good fucking psychopath. Like, yeah. He's got them, something about his eyes, dude. He's fucking crazy, but I like the first one because I like the, you know, the chemistry with them too. And I don't know, the second one, I think they made it too Hollywoodish, like made them do some crazy ass stunts and shit like that. It was, I think they went a little bit too crazy.
Yeah. Ben Foster, man, I agree. He's really underrated to me. I respect him a lot because he started from nothing. Like the dude, little tiny bullshit roles, and he just kept grinding and grinding. And now he's a Hollywood dude. Like he's coming out in like big budget movies.
Yeah.
And he was just in the movie with Chris Pine, Hell or High Water.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah, I want to see that too, man. I want to see it and throw a review up for it.
Mm-hmm.
It got fucking dope ratings.
Yeah.
I may actually check it out today, to be honest, because I'm kind of bored. But where the fuck are we going with this? Oh, yeah, so The Mechanic. Bro, I like The Mechanic. The first one, it's a remake from the Charles Bronson movie.
Yeah.
And I saw the Charles Bronson one. It was good. It's a classic.
I have it on my queue. I'm going to check it out.
Mm-hmm. Dude, Charles Bronson was a OG, dude.
Yeah, Death Wish, baby.
That was a legitimate fucking tough guy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's so many stories about him. You know, the legend of Charles Bronson. He's that caliber of, like, Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
You know, like, they don't make him like that anymore.
I had an uncle, you know, may he rest in peace. He told me that he used to go out to the bar with Charles Bronson.
What?
He said that, but like every time he told me, he was like blasted, like out of his mind. He said, but like, yeah, Charlie Bronson, we used to drink together. And I used to be like, all right. Like,
yo.
And he told me the story like 800 times, but it was when he was drunk all the time, when he was like blasted out of his mind.
Yeah. Your uncle had like the true Hollywood stories, but with Charles Bronson.
Yes. Exactly.
Dude, the thing about Charles Bronson too is that he was already kind of older when he was like popular. He was like in his 40s, even 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one movie, I think, it's Hard Times. It came out in 1975. Let me just do the math here, because Charles Bronson was fucking ripped in that movie, dude. He was in really, really good shape. And let me get his age for that movie in Hard Times. So let me see something. Because Bronson was born in 21. Bro, so this is incredible. Charles Bronson was 54 fucking years old when that movie came out. And if you Google, if you fucking Google Hard Times, this dude is ripped. Like, he is in crazy good shape in that movie, and he's in his 50s.
Wow.
Like, they do not make him like that anymore, man. I grew up watching his movies, man. My grandmother loved that guy.
Yeah, I believe I saw Death Wish when I was like a little boy, you know, when the scene where they violate his daughter, and you know, I was like, what the hell? Yeah, but yeah, well, I was just little. Yep.
Death Wish was the Punisher BC, like the prehistoric Punisher. Cause that's exactly what it was, dude. It was a guy going off for revenge, you know, against criminals, you know, from them killing and raping his daughter.
Yeah.
Those movies were gangster though. He used to make like traps. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker was like the brutal MacGyver.
Yo, I have 2, 3, and 4 on Blu-ray.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yep. Dude, we should like make a night watching them and shit.
Yep.
Next visit.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'll be down.
I remember there was one where he made like he had like a piece of wood with nails and it was like on a spring and on a windowsill. And then this one black dude was trying to climb into the window. He got hit with a fucking board. I think it killed him.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. It was crazy. This dude was like the rated R Home Alone.
I was thinking about Home Alone when you said that too.
He was the grown up rated R Home Alone. Oh my God. It's like if Home Alone was a Netflix original.
I'm saying. Oh man.
Anyway, man, I got nothing else on, From Dusk Till Dawn, and you got anything else on Banshee or any other,
Just watch it. Do yourself a favor and watch it. It's a fun time.
Okay. Anything coming out you're looking forward to, Gil, like in the theaters?
It's a Ben Affleck movie, The Accountant, I believe.
Okay. It's like a mafia, like a crime movie, right?
Yeah, well, I think he's like, he has some type of, like, he's antisocial or whatever, and he's just phenomenal. I think he's phenomenal, so I can't wait to see that.
I love Ben Affleck, dude. He's a great actor, man.
Yeah.
People hating on him, I don't get it. Dude, I don't know if you've seen the trade, like, Chris Pratt is a hot item right now.
Yes, he is.
This motherfucker's like, hot on the market.
Yep.
And he's the it guy now, but I gotta say, there's a movie that has come out with him. Well, it's coming out, and they're like really pushing it, like the trailers.
Yeah.
It's called Passengers.
I saw the trailer yesterday.
It's whack, dude.
It does.
That shit looks whack.
It fucking does, dude. It remind me of a wannabe, like, trying real hard of Oblivion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah. Cause, you know, you put two names like Pat and then the chick that she does all the Hunger Game movies, and so they think it's gonna sell, but you know, my wife and I looked at each other like,
that shit looks whack.
That shit looks mad whack.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
it's like what was the movie you just mentioned?
Oh,
Oblivion.
Oh, Oblivion, yep.
It looks like if Oblivion and Interstellar had sex and had a retarded baby called Passengers. Had a baby with the virus. And it's like Passengers.
You're stupid. You know, baby with the virus.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's trying too hard.
That's
sorry.
That's a bad joke. God bless, God bless the babies with the, you know, my bad. Too far. Dude, that's no joke though. That shit's scary looking, dude.
Yeah.
What is it with that? It makes your head all fucked up. What the fuck is that?
I fucking don't know, man. I have not looked at any pictures of the virus.
Bro, that shit's on and popping in Florida. Yeah. That shit is like...
That's like the new pair of Jordans.
Yeah, dude. That shit's cracking in Florida. Like, seriously. Like, that's scary, man. Oh, my God. Anyway, I think that's probably like a wrap for this episode. So, yeah. So oh, wait. Let me just mention what I'm looking forward to.
Right.
I want to see Hella High Water. I may check it out today. And I can't really... I'm trying to think of, I guess obviously like what everybody else is looking forward to is, Infinity War, you know, and, mm-hmm. And the new Marvel flicks coming out.
Yeah.
Black Panther.
Yes.
Justice League looks off the chain.
Yeah.
Although I don't like Cyborg's, I don't like how Cyborg looks.
No.
Yeah, he looks cheesy.
I thought he looked a little bit, I don't know. I was shitting on him at first, but he's kind of growing on me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Cause he looks closer to the comic books. Like,
dude, he got like that Sterling Silver costume.
He said,
yeah, man. He got like that Walmart jewelry look. He looked like Sterling Silver. He's too light looking. It looks
I don't know. I still have a major complaint on how he was introduced. Like that just, it looked all cheap to me, but.
Yeah. He's on the, he was stuck on like a cork board. He was like, and like the metal was hitting him.
He said a cork board. That should look like WB made that shit in the studio. 90s. Yeah, man.
It looked pretty bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not feeling the CGI for his costume at all. It looks like aluminum.
Yeah.
He looks like polished aluminum.
like alloyed rims, right?
Dude, remember this is real popular and sadly some people still fucking do this. They put them chrome accent things on the doors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yep. Like the trimming, they put it all over the car, like on the door edges, on the trunk, on the back. And it's like, it looks fucking terrible, man.
It does. I don't know. I never knew what the purpose of that was. Like, it looks stupid.
Yeah, it looks fucking bad, but that's what he looks like.
Yeah. Yo, one thing, let me ask you, like, how do you, like, are you excited for, to see Superman's, like, how he comes back? Like, what he's gonna look like and shit?
Yeah, I am excited for it. I think they're gonna, they're obviously going, the death of Superman angle, like in the comics, you know, Doomsday kills him, yada, yada, he comes back.
Yeah.
But in the comics, I have the collection. Superman has like alternate versions that come back and they try to like take his identity. So there's one big black dude called Steel and he got like a metal, costume, like rocket boots and a big hammer. There's, one dude that he has shades on. He looks like Superman. He's called Eradicator. He's pretty cool. There's a cyborg Superman. There's a Superboy. I don't think they're going to do all that though.
Yeah.
It will be kind of cool if they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause in the comics, the real Superman comes back, but you know, you had these alternate versions of him like running around, you know, taking over the throne. But I'm excited, dude. I saw like a picture of his new costume too. It's black, like in the comics with the, with the white or like silver emblem.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man, I want to see how they do that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just excited for Justice League in general.
Yeah. I think they're going to do good. You know, like, I don't know, like, Wonder Woman to me is like one of my favorites. Wonder Woman and Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I think Aquaman's gonna surprise people
too. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. How could I forget? I think like there was a meme where they showed him a picture of him and said 2017 is where all the Aquaman jokes die. So
I think a lot of people shit on Aquaman, but he's pretty powerful, man, in the comics. And I think for the movie, they're gonna really make a statement with him.
Yeah.
So, but I got nothing else, dude.
Yeah,
I'm probably going to go peep this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So for you guys listening, thanks for sticking with us, with our fucking rants and rambling. Thanks for the plays, the subscriptions, the downloads. If you like the podcast and haven't subscribed yet, please just subscribe on iTunes. That's huge for us. Rate us. Follow us on social media, Real Fiends. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. You can email us, realfiends@gmail.com. And until next time, take care. You got anything, Gil?
No. Thank you very much. Until next time.
Yep. All right, guys. Later.
All right. Peace.